Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. I recently brought a 54-foot commercial fishing boat from Homer, Alaska to Juneau. And my brother and his son helped run the boat across the Gulf of Alaska. And when I reflect back on those 4 days of sea time we spent together, a few things stand out. First and foremost, we had a great time together. My nephew did all the cooking, and he whipped up some great comfort food that was perfect for being in the middle of the cold, gray North Pacific. And the three of us fell into a nice routine whereby we took turns running the boat 24/7 with plenty of time to sleep between watches. And we saw lots of orcas, whales, and dolphins. But something else stands out too. None of us went on deck without a life vest, not even once during the entire trip. Maybe that doesn't sound remarkable, but most folks actually don't wear life vests on deck from what I've seen. Now on a decent sized boat with good life rails, it's actually pretty hard to fall overboard. And I think that's why so many people decide to not wear a life vest. But with smaller boats that don't have high life rails, it's actually pretty easy to fall overboard. And I live right on Humboldt Bay, and I watch boat after boat go by where nobody is wearing a life vest. Small boats, big boats, and every size in between. So I'm really happy that my family has made a culture shift towards wearing them whenever on the water. It did take some time, but like any habit, once it became routine, it actually feels odd to not have a life vest on. In that way, it's like seatbelts in a car. Once you're in the habit of putting your seatbelt on, you just do it. And this is great because you never know when you might get in a car crash, just like you never know when some freak thing might cause you to fall overboard on a boat, which brings me to why you don't want to fall overboard without a life vest on. It's the water temperature around here and to the north. The water is so cold that when you fall in the water, you only have a few minutes where your arms and legs have their full strength. After that, it becomes impossible to even tread water to keep your head above water. So by the time the other people on the boat realize that a person's fallen overboard and they turn around and get back to the person in the water is already struggling to just survive. So in our cold waters, having a life vest on whenever you're on deck is super important. If you're interested in moving your family towards a culture of always wearing a life vest when on a boat, a key consideration is finding versions that are comfortable enough to wear continuously during a range of weather conditions. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.